Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
All right, on the other end of this thing, moving on now. Let's just say you're breaking up or you are getting divorced, right? These divorce parties have been really common for a long time, and I always thought, man, it's a little bit sad. I mean, if you're in a really bad relationship, I guess it can be celebrated if it's abusive or you're finally breaking away. But after a long history with somebody, I always felt they were a little inappropriate.
Yeah, because I remember this was, years ago when they just started getting popular. I can't remember which housewife, but one of the housewives of Atlanta had a divorce party. And watching it didn't come across as jovial and I think as celebratory as she wanted it. It was just kind of like, okay. But I guess to each their own, but because there was love there at some point.
Right.
You married the person.
Yep.
So everybody always asks, where does that love go?
All right, so here's the email that has to do with this very thing. I've resolved to eliminate as much negativity in my life as possible, or at least whatever negativity I can control. Hasn't been an easy feat, but I'm pretty determined and have been doing good so far. It's done wonders for my mindset. I'm now worried how it's going to affect my friendships, though. My friend, Charisse, just got a divorce. She was one of our first friends to get married and sadly the first to get a divorce. It was a bad marriage from the words I do. They were just a horrible match. Now that the divorce is final, she wants to have a trash the dress party to celebrate her freedom. I really want to be there for her, but I hate the whole idea. The concept of a trash the dress party seems to be surrounded in negativity. I guess she's celebrating her freedom, but trash in your dress feels ick to me. Has anyone been to one of these parties so you can tell me what to expect? Am I being too hardcore about my no negativity clause? Does supporting my friend trump my need to keep out negativity? Feel like she's gonna just bash him the entire time. I get people need to vent, but this seems over the top and kind of disrespectful if I'm being honest. The more I talk about it, the more I want to pass. Thanks for your advice, Burt Show. Namaste. 1-855-Burt Show.
Oh gosh. So I get where you're coming from, where you want to keep the guardrails on having negativity in your life, but it sounds like for your friend, this isn't going to be a negative experience for her. If anything, I think she's going to have a dang good time trashing that dress because it sounds like she's got a lot of pent-up energy and a lot of pent-up emotions. So I think, if anything, like, you're going to introduce more negativity into your life by stepping back and, you know, turning your nose up at your friend's trash the dress party. So I think you got to be there for your friend, and even if she throws a couple of negative comments about her during the party, I think you got to be there for her and hold her hand through this very unique party.
I am not a big fan of the divorce parties. Never have been. I feel like if I get married and then it doesn't work out, I personally would view that as a failure. Something went wrong. I wouldn't see it as a reason to celebrate. But if it were my friend and that's just how they wanted to live their life, I would show up and support it. Yep. I wouldn't find any problem with it at all. I think she should do that. But at the end of the day, if it genuinely goes against her morality for whatever reason, I see no problem in her saying, hey, I don't believe in this. I won't be able to make it.
So I'm not mad at her for wanting to have a trash the dress party. I've never been to one, but I've seen them online. And, you know, I'm sure there's copious amounts of alcohol involved if you're doing something sure. like that. So, yeah, it does look like it could be a fun time.
That's in the beginning of the night.
Yes, in the beginning. And then at the end, you're crying. And like,
I miss him so much.
But I view it as it being a cathartic experience for the person who's going through the divorce, and that's part of their healing process.
Right.
Like, healing looks different for everybody, so that's part of your healing process. Now, I'm going to present an idea, and you tell me how you think this would be received. And I am by no means seriously trying to come down on any woman who wants to trash her dress. You bought it. It's your dress. You can do whatever you want with it. But what if she donated said dress and turned her trash into somebody else's treasure?
Whoa, namaste, bro.
Totally namaste. That takes the whole negativity out of it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah. I love that idea, actually.
Yeah, instead of trashing the dress, somebody who is less fortunate, who couldn't afford it, how about you just donate it so somebody can make it their dream dress?
I don't care how down in the dumps I am. I don't want somebody's dress that they were planning to trash from their horrible relationship. I feel like there's bad juju on that, no?
Well, you wouldn't know that. It would get, like, donated to some kind of organization that wouldn't... Well, of course, obviously...
Wouldn't you assume that?
Yeah, if you have a great marriage, right? You're not giving up your dress.
It's not like the whole of fame of wedding dresses section.
Well, maybe they can have somebody there that does special zhuzhing to get rid of the negativity off the dress so you can insert your positivity into it.
I'd say if you see a wedding dress at Goodwill, it didn't leave the relationship under good circumstances.
I tried, man. I tried.
The Bird Show.